T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I was joking with someone that the Yankees' biggest free agent acquisition was Carlos Beltran, because Beltran was working in the front office last year. He said, "I know how he works, you know? He's helping a lot. They're paying attention to details, and we have to clean up our details." He said it was eye-opening the last few days from top to bottom. And I'm not saying devices and all that stuff. It's just stuff that the game will dictate and will scream at people, and it is right here. Throughout the evening, I was looking, and I saw it, you know? And right now, they're a lot better than us, so we need to get better. In real time, it seemed like a weird quote, but like maybe more of a compliment towards Beltran than, "Hey, you guys realize they're cheating." Like, I know what's going on. I worked with Carlos Beltran, because they both worked together in the Astros organization. He's like, in real time, it seemed like a compliment. With the benefit of hindsight, knowing what we know now, he was basically screaming. It was eye-opening. I could see it. Right. They were cheating. Why were they hitting us all over the park? Because Carlos Beltran helped us cheat in Houston once upon a time, and he's now clearly helping the Yankees cheat as well. And so now Beltran's in the middle of it in New York, because you're always in the middle of it in New York, but also because he's been asked about this publicly before, when it became clear that the Astros, a team he was on that won a World Series, was accused of sign-stealing and cheating, and he said, "I didn't know anything about it." Well, it's one thing to say, "I no comment." It's another thing to say, "I didn't know anything about any cheating," because now the investigation's done. MLB says that you did. And by the way, common sense, your whole team is stealing signs, banging on garbage cans, and you don't know anything about it? Get out of my face. So right. There is some thought that he might survive it, but there's certainly a decent chance that he might not. He could be the rare situation where he gets hired as a manager and then gets fired as a manager before he ever actually manages a game.
Story number 4.
The 2020 Pro Football Hall of Fame class was announced earlier today, and guess who is among the 20 members of it?
Is it Paul Tagliabue?
The late, great Paul Tagliabue.
I thought we were saying RIP the other day.
Alive. I thought this was funny when I saw it today, because Jeff was talking about Paul Tagliabue on this show on Monday, and he said the late Paul Tagliabue, and then we were like, the late Paul Tagliabue? I don't know. I mean, I honestly didn't know in real time, but I could look it up, and I looked it up and found out Paul Tagliabue is 79 years old, alive and well, just 2 days after Jeff Calkins killed him on the radio, inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So congratulations to the Tagliabue family, and Jeff Calkins is up next.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a Radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Golic and Wingo.
Coming up Thursday, Larry Fitzgerald coming back for his 17th season, while Luke Kuechly retired before the age of 30. So which one is doing it correctly? The answer, both. Plus the latest on the scandal sweeping Major League Baseball, Thursday on Golic and Wingo.
The Golic and Wingo Morning Show.
Seth, what have you made of Morant's adjustment to the NBA game so far?
He's the Patrick Mahomes of the NBA. His ability to see stuff and release the ball at different angles is absolutely freaky.
Weekdays 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. 92.9 FM ESPN.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at your local automotive retailer.
And
enter the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares sweepstakes. We're giving away $50,000 every score change, touchdowns, field goals, even extra points, 50 G's. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 that could be used toward their dream home. Enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
In the market for a new home? Orion is redefining home loans with a full team of experts ready to simplify the process. Visit OrionFCU.com or your local Orion branch to get pre-qualified today. That's OrionFCU.com. Conditions apply. Orion is an equal housing lender.
What would you do with an extra $296 million in your pocket? Think about it while you hurry into any Tennessee Lottery retailer and play Powerball today for your chance to win big. The next drawing is tonight.
ACV means actual cash value. Don't let the dealership control your trade-ins ACV. Use me as a backup bidder. Go to givemethevin.com and I will throw all the wood at it. Get your ACV digitally in 45 seconds. If I don't beat your CarMax offer, I'll send you a check for $100. It may queer the deal on their end, but it'll wind up making you a couple G's.
Sell us your car. Givemethevin.com. So easy you can do it in your
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
If you want to own a vehicle you love and deal with a family-owned business that treats people like people, not like customers, please go visit my friends over at Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, 5389 Poplar. That's 5389 Poplar on the web, mbofmemphis.com. I'm not just a spokesperson for Mercedes-Benz of Memphis. I'm also a Mercedes owner, have been for years now. That means I've got a vehicle that rides great, sure, but also a vehicle that's super safe because when you purchase a Mercedes-Benz from Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, you are purchasing 100 years of innovation and safety. I've got three children, so it's important for me to, God forbid something goes wrong, we're in a vehicle that is safe enough to give us our best opportunity of avoiding something very, very bad. Mercedes-Benz from Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, it qualifies. Yes, I know it's a luxury vehicle by definition, but you should know that in some cases, Mercedes-Benz from Mercedes-Benz of Memphis is maybe more affordable than you realize. The new A-Class model, for instance, starts at just $32,000. You can have a brand new Mercedes for just $32,000, and some leases start at just $339 a month for 26 months. Certified pre-owned vehicle interest rates start as low as 1.99. Where at? Mercedes-Benz of Memphis. It's our city's original Mercedes dealership. On the web, mbofmemphis.com. That's mbofmemphis.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphis, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, Gary.
Okay, so, hey, first off, do you want to say congratulations to Paul Tagliabue in the Hall of Fame today, 2 days after you put him on the radio?
You know, I just wish it wasn't posthumous. You know, you always feel that. I always feel that when someone's elected into the Hall of Fame posthumously, you think, God, I wish you were here for that. Like, it's great to get in the Hall of Fame, but a posthumous Hall of Fame just isn't the same. So, you know. But I wish Paul were here to see this, Jeff.
I wish Paul were here to see this as well. And on this note, and then we're going to get to Penny Hardaway's press conference, yeah, and then we're going to get to Ja Morant and the amazing Memphis Grizzlies. But, and I don't have any idea whether Drew Pearson should be in the Hall of Fame or not, but it was a sad
made a big
little
catch. Made a big catch. Made a big catch.
Okay, I don't know if you saw this video earlier today. I'm not even sure how I saw it, except I just sort of stumbled into it, probably researching Paul Tagliabue. And, like, this guy, he was I have a very surface-level understanding of Drew Pearson, but best I can tell from reading, he's the only member of the all-decade team from the 1970s that is not currently in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And so this morning, while they're announcing this on TV or wherever they announce it, you know, he's watching it with some friends, and he's got on his cowboy stuff, and, you know, it's like a little watch party, like you're waiting to see if you get into the NCAA tournament. We watch that every year on CBS, America's Most Watched Network. And so they have a video on him, he's watching it live, and they announce the class, and he's not in it. And this grown, accomplished, successful man is nearly in tears. And he said, they broke my heart. They broke my heart. And I just felt sick for the guy. Like, I don't know if he belongs in the Hall of Fame, but, like, I want him in now just because he had no hesitation about exposing himself to the world and letting him know how much it means to him. And then he was just disappointed on camera. And then the idea that he might get in someday but be dead and never get to enjoy this thing that was so important to him. I don't know. I'm a Drew Pearson fan now, I think.
It's been interesting to me to watch how much it means. First of all, like, this is a year to get in. Like, they're letting everybody in, not everybody, right. But, like, they're having extra people in, right? So this would be a good year to get in. But to see Jimmy Johnson break down the way he did, and, like, that's a guy – now, I understand it's actually harder for coaches. It has traditionally been harder for coaches to get in the Hall of Fame because mostly it focuses on players. So, but you would have thought – Jimmy Johnson would have known he was going to be in the Hall of Fame at some point. You would have thought that, you know, he just sort of taken it for granted or whatever else. To see him literally brought to tears was speechless. He was speechless. He was like Elliot Perry talking about John Morant. He was, he could not speak. And then Troy Aikman watching him was crying too. It was just sensational television. And, but I'm with you. This Drew Pearson thing is unfortunate.
Yeah, but at least he's still alive, just like Paul Tagliabue, and hopefully one day he ends up in the Hall of Fame. All right, we'll start Tigers, then go Grizzlies. Penny Hardaway, media availability today. Calmed a lot of Tiger fans' nerves when he announced that he expects Precious Achiuwa to play. What more did we learn about his lower leg injury?
Well, the funny thing is this: I don't think they were very pleased that it got out that Precious was hurt at all, honestly. But it was Precious who put it up there on Snapchat. Like, that's where it started. So, like, don't look at me. Like, don't look at Drew. Don't look at whatever. That's where it came from. And then someone saw it, and they put it up on Facebook, and away you go. Like, so, and he seemed to indicate that it was, I think he called it a bang-up. He called it a bang-up. There was, yeah, a little bang-up, but seems to indicate that he will play. Then there was, I guess, some speculation, some stuff going around about Lester. He said Lester would play, too. I will say the one thing was is that Penny was shorter than usual. Like, he was – I actually wasn't there, and so – but it's been described to me that he was pissy. What was the word? Like, pissier than usual. And so I don't know, like, what's bothering him or if something's bothering him or if he just decided to be pissier than usual. I can be, too, certain days. But, yes, I do kind of wonder beneath it what's going on with the team right now, and I'm not trying to spread alarm or anything else. There are two things that were striking about this media performance, evidently, or media gathering. One, Precious is going to play. And two, people just came away saying, huh, that was weird.
Well, it could be something, or it could just be as simple as, with all due respect to everybody, actually, I don't mean that. With all due respect to some people, I don't mean all due respect to everybody. I've been in the Penny Hardaway press conferences.
Those are ridiculous.
They're ridiculous. I mean, like, some people just don't need to talk. Like, some people do not need to ask the questions are every two out of every three questions are completely pointless questions. Often they're not even questions. Like, my rule on being at a press conference is unless there's something I genuinely want to know that I don't think somebody else is going to ask, or if I want to be the one to ask it for some reason, I don't say a word. And yet there are people in every Penny Hardaway press conference who, and I do say this respectfully, I don't know who they are. Perhaps I should. But, like, they speak in every one. I've never heard them ask a thoughtful question or an interesting question. It's like they just want to be a part of the process. And if I were – I get frustrated being there, and I don't have to answer the stupid questions. So I can imagine how Penny might get frustrated after a while of just answering one pointless question after another. Because every press conference I've ever seen him in, he is answering – lots of pointless questions that are just total waste of time.
Well, to be clear, one of the things that's striking here is that Penny has been unfailingly gracious, thoughtful, entertaining, cooperative, everything else, in pretty much every single press conference I've ever seen since the beginning. And, you know, I was at the Greg Marshall press conference after that game against between Wichita State and Memphis, and they had just won a game, and he got pissy just like first time I've seen Greg Marshall in years, right, doing a press conference. And so, like, he kind of ripped one reporter for a question. I don't do fractions. Someone said, how would you quantify the impact that, I don't know what player it was, had on the game? Right. He said, I don't quantify. You know, what do you mean? You want me to do math? Like, it's a dumb question, basically. And right. This is perfectly, he meant, like, can you please, you know, he seems to have a big impact. What's his impact on the game? You know, what kind of impact does he have on the game? Well, if you want to ask it as a talk about question, say, talk about the impact he has on the game, whatever.
Right.
But anyway, so he ripped them. So Penny does not do that. Actually, that's what was striking, though, about today. Yeah. Is it just this today that he said, I'm fed up with you people?
Or, I hear you.
Or was there something that was different? Maybe he just didn't want it to be out there that pressures had been hurt, even if it wasn't a major injury. But anyway, that was it was not otherwise a particularly eventful presser. He did say about Boogie, he was asked about Boogie not starting, and he was very blunt. He said, I can't worry about one guy's feelings, basically. You know, I can't worry about that. We're here to win games and worry about who's on, what the, worry about what you do when you're on the court. Like, he could not have been more blunt about that when he was asked about Boogie, if Boogie had been unhappy about being taken out of the starting lineup.
Right. And you got to assume, like, by the way, that to me is evidence that Boogie is unhappy, because if he's not unhappy, you just say, well, he's not unhappy. Like, we're all pulling in the same direction and everybody's good. When you say, I can't worry about somebody's feelings, it suggests that they are unhappy, which is unsurprising. And yet I think it's the right approach. And honestly, something that we learned last year about Penny, as opposed to learning this year about Penny. Like, I think starting the Memphis guards, Alex Lomax and Tyler Harris, who were celebrated when they enrolled, like, that was probably on paper what you would want to do for a variety of different reasons. But when it came clear, his best lineups included older players. Then he pulled Alex and Tyler out of the starting lineup and started starting older players. And if he was willing to do that then, I don't think it should be surprising that he's willing to do that now. What he showed us in year one is that he is most focused on winning. And even if he doesn't have the right combination of players at the beginning, he is going to keep trying to work until he finds it. And whatever it looks like when he finds it, that's just what it's going to be.
Yeah, I do think you're right, though, in that when last year when he was talking about this, if you asked him about A-Lo, he would not say, I can't worry about A-Lo. He would say, A-Lo's a total team guy. He's going to do whatever he wants and have an impact, whatever he is. He would have answered that question very differently. I think you've gotten to the essence of it very quickly.
Talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. We will talk more Memphis-Cincinnati tomorrow, but I want to spend the rest of our time today on what happened last night inside FedEx Forum, because I talked about it earlier in the show. I obviously am reduced to watching it on TV, specifically from a studio in New York City, and we're doing a college basketball show, but I still got it put on one of our TVs, Rockets Grizzlies, and at some point Tuesday night, I had the entire studio, none of whom are Grizzlies fans, focused on Ja Morant and the Memphis Grizzlies. It has really turned into not just a fun local story, but an incredible national story. 6-game winning streak with Ja Morant posting incredible numbers, creating incredible highlights. An NBA team, and we've talked about this for a couple of weeks now, being led to the playoffs by a couple of 20-year-olds is not a normal thing, but it at this moment seems very realistic. And I don't think you can overstate what's happening in that building right now.
No, you can't. And you're exactly right. Today felt like this. He had various coming out parties as Ja Morant. I think you look at the Brooklyn game where he goes head up against Kyrie and did what he did, blocks the shot, all that. But in terms of, like, this was clearly another one. This is, like, today, what are people talking about? They might be talking about baseball and cheating or whatever else, but this is basically the story of the day. No matter where you turn, whether it's ESPN Get Up or whether it's Dan Patrick or wherever it is, everyone is talking about Ja Morant in a way that I don't think it is true ever of any Grizzly ever. That everyone, maybe like when Tony walks through the dance team, I guess when Mike broke his face, they probably were talking about, because you're playing against the Warriors in the playoffs. But just a regular season game, and to have the entire country thinking about, talking about, marveling at Ja Morant is incredible and intoxicating. And then on top of it, it's not just Ja Morant. It's Ja Morant and the Grizzlies and what these young Grizzlies might become, because Ja was unbelievable. And you can list 5 separate highlights from last night that were incredible. But in the end, you had Dylan going over 20 again. You had Jonas making some big shots. And then in particular, you had Jaren at the end of the game blocking James Harden. And so you sort of saw the whole thing. And it was part of a, obviously now they've won six straight. So it's not just that, my God, Ja's amazing, which, you know, we've seen Anthony Davis be amazing in New Orleans. We've seen other players be amazing by their lonesome. But it is sort of this team, what they are doing. I really do think that last night was a signature moment in this era of the Grizzlies.
And then the moment that got the most attention was when James Harden is sagging off, as you probably should do if you're James Harden. Like, if you get up on Ja, he's going to go right around you. So you might as well play off and beg him to shoot. But Ja took that as a disrespectful act and pulled up, made the shot, and then as he's going back down the court, said, somebody better tell that MF-er about me, which was, again, can be interpreted in you know, a variety of ways. But the way I choose to interpret it, just because I think it's the most interesting way to interpret it, is that that's Ja Morant saying, I'm not trying to be great someday. I'm not trying to go at you when I get into my prime. I'm here right now. I'm great right now. I'm coming at you right now. And there's been other moments throughout this season where that kind of confidence shows. And it's not confidence rooted in a bad place, like Lance Stevenson thinking he's LeBron James. This is a guy who is not only talking it that way, but he's performing. He is a 20-year-old leading a franchise that was picked to finish last in the West to the eighth spot in the West right now. That's 13-6 since he's come back from injury. And like, when he tries to dunk on Kevin Love, like, that's another maybe future Hall of Famer, at least borderline. It's a former all-star world champion. And somebody asked, why'd you try to dunk on Kevin Love like that? He said his answer was this: because he was in the way. Why are you, why are you, like, being disrespectful? I mean, James Harden is maybe one of the five best basketball players on the planet. MVP, about to be three-time scoring champion, and first ballot Hall of Famer someday. And Ja Morant whipped his ass last night and told him about it, and he's 20 years old. It really is incredible. We've been talking about him for a while now. Like, he's going to be great. He looks like he could be a star. Man, he's got superstar potential. Like, I feel like we're almost there. I might be there. He's great right now. I'm not pretending he won't have some ups and downs, but he's great right now.
No, he's great right now. And it's funny. Like, disrespectful, I don't know. Like, I guess if you want to twist it into that, he's simply demanding his respect. Right. That's all. He's demanding his respect. He wasn't being disrespectful to James. I mean, I guess it's disrespectful to in some ways, to do what he does on the court in some ways. So lots of guys. He's disrespectful all the time. The funny thing is, this point that Chris Harrington made on my show this morning was, off the court, Ja is just not like that at all. The truth of the matter is that, like, compared to Jaren, Jaren's a vastly more entertaining interview. Ja is studiously modest, and not modest, but quiet and careful and, you know, with what he's going to say. It's just, you just get the sense that when he's on the court, this competitiveness comes out and it sort of unleashes itself. And it, as much as his game unleashes itself. And so all of this is part of the Ja on the court experience. And then you had it sort of at the end of the game, after it was done, he holds his hands up, beckoning to the crowd, you know, bring the ovation, right? Not just for me, but for him, but for the team. But I don't think there was anything disrespectful about it. I think it was exactly saying, it's not just saying I'm here. It's saying I'm here and we are here. And, yes, you're going to have to deal with us right now. And you're not going to sag off because I'm going to stick this thing in your eye if you do. I really think that last night, I mean, I made the comparison that I think the comment's about to go up at the Daily Memphian, that I think that in the same way that the Oklahoma City game was it's when Tony Allen didn't just play well, and I'm not saying, you know, Ja's young, but Tony Allen, but in terms of the birth of that team, it's when Tony Allen was magnificent against Oklahoma City, and then just spontaneously he said the words, all heart, grit, grind, that became the sort of mantra of that team. And I am not suggesting that they're going to put someone tell those MFers about us on growl towels, although I would like it. I would like us at 18,000 growl towels that said, better tell those MFers about us on the seats. But in the same way, I think, like, he wasn't intending that to be anything. He wasn't intending anyone to hear that. He was just yelling it to himself as much as anything. But I think that's sort of become the cry of these Grizzlies. Like, someone better tell the world about us because we're different and we're here and you're going to have to deal with us. It really was an astonishing moment.
I'm talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Last thing before I let you go, you could, and I talked to Joe Mullenix about this earlier, you could just look at box scores.
Is Joe still depressed because they're winning games, by the way?
He's not depressed. He's still calm. He's still very calm.
Right.
But I think now he's just sort of tired. You know, we all have these things
right.
we tie ourselves to.
Ready to move on, right? Yeah, exactly.
Mine tends to be James Wiseman quit the Memphis basketball team midseason. I'm still holding on tight, especially
right.
when Cole Anthony earlier today announced he's about to rejoin North Carolina's team. How kind of him to not quit on his teammates midseason, even though he's a projected top five pick. So we all have these things we tie ourselves
to. He could have focused on his game. He could have made a business decision and focused on his game. Gary, go ahead. Anyway, you obviously get carry on. What were you going to ask me? Joe Mullinax.
Yeah, so I was talking to Joe about it. I was talking to calm Joe Mullinax about it. And I made the point, like, you could just look at box scores, never turn on the TV or see a highlight and know that John Morant is having an incredible rookie season. But the visuals make it even more incredible. He's not just playing well. He's incredible to watch. And one of the things that I noticed earlier in the season, but it was on full display last night because it happened multiple times, I'm not saying he doesn't know what he's about to do. I'm saying it looks like he does not have any idea what he's about to do. And it's almost like if you could get inside his head, and I'm not saying this is in his head. I'm saying it's what looks like is in his head. He's going, all right, I don't know what I'm about to do. And then, boom, something amazing happens. You know? It's right. like he's in the air hanging, and it's like, I don't know where I'm going to put this ball. Oh, there's Brandon Clark. Alley-oop. Like I'm going behind my back. I don't really know what the next step is. But, oh, boom, there's Jaren trailing. Donk. He has these things. Feels like almost every game now, but he had a multiple times last night where these plays originate out of almost nothing in ways that you really don't see basketball players do that often. Like the Ja Morant highlights don't look in the same way the Jason Williams highlights once upon a time didn't look like anybody else's highlights. The Ja Morant highlights don't look like anybody else's highlights right now.
No, and I think it's why when you're struggling to come up with comps for him, it's impossible because you're used to seeing, like, people say, oh, you know, Derrick Rose or Russell Westbrook or something. Well, that's because they're explosive. Or else you can say Jason Williams or Jason Kidd or someone who does what you're talking about, sort of seeing, you know, how did he see that, right? But you don't normally see that level of vision and creativity combined with that at that speed, right, at that level of explosiveness. And so I think that's why it really doesn't look like anything else that we've seen. Someone actually on Twitter today made the point that in some ways it conjures up a shorter Penny Hardaway, that Penny at his best. Now, Penny wasn't quite the pure point guard, but still, like, you look at Penny highlights, that's what they look like, a little
no,
shorter.
No, that's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
The Penny Hardaway highlights do look like Ja Morant highlights.
Yeah, and so that's the best one. And I really think it is I think it is a form of basketball genius, right? I mean, I use that word advisedly, but I think that's what's happening. He sees things. I mean, the way that the clip that we played over and over again was the one where he goes behind his back, Solomon Hill was there, uses Solomon Hill as a decoy, and then he dishes to Jaren for the dunk, right? But all of that happens. It's incredibly well orchestrated. Like, going behind his back, with Jason Williams, you often felt like it was for his amusement that he was going back behind his back, right? With Ja, going behind his back created the timing and separation that enabled Jaren to catch up and slip ahead for the lob. Like, it was, I really think it's a form of basketball genius that we're looking at, with a level of explosiveness that we're just not used to seeing. Like, you're used to seeing explosiveness from Derrick Rose and Russell Westbrook or whoever else you want to name, but they can't also see the guy that nobody else sees over there, you know, three steps ahead. it's this combination of things that I think is why this looks so different than anything maybe that we've seen since Penny Hardaway.
And the other one that stood out from last night, and then I'll let you go, is, you know, he gets a ball screen, and then he's in a double-team situation, and it's a skip pass to the far corner for, I think, a Solomon Hill three-pointer. And I imagine to some people that just looks like, oh, he just threw it to the open man. I don't know how many people in the world could see that open man and then get the ball to him. In fact, when I was in the Memphis Tulane shoot around, they were working on trapping and all sorts of things like just working on trapping and where to trap and when to trap. And one of the points they made is that you can trap here and then you can help here because the guy you're trapping, and this was Penny talking to, say, Alex or Boogie or whoever, he said, the guy you're trapping, yes, this guy over here is wide open. He won't be able to see him. He won't even try to get it there because he can't see him when you trap him. And yet, I've got that in my head. Like, here's basketball coaches teaching this. Trap here, help from here, because the guy you're trapping cannot even see the open man. And yet, NBA game last night with better athletes, better players, Ja Morant is in a trap situation to some degree, and he sees the guy that you're not supposed to be able to see, and he gets the ball there for an open three-pointer. It really is remarkable stuff.
Yeah, the last game, not this one, I think it was the previous game, he was driving to the lane and was very clearly going to kick it to the corner for – he was up in the air, and he was going to kick it to the corner for a open three-pointer, except for it was also clear that that – someone was moving to intercept that. I don't know who the player was. Someone was moving to intercept that ball. So what he did was he saw behind his left shoulder that Jaren was now open because he was moving over to cut off the pass to the baseline. And, like, I don't know if he saw it, sensed it, whatever. There was no way he should have known unless he just sort of had the geometry in his head. He flings it out, perfect pass to Jaren for the open three. Like, to me, it's the most fun part. When there's a basketball player who can do that, that is the most fun part of basketball. And because it does. Looks like a form of genius. And last night was just truly extraordinary.
It is Jeff Calkins. He'll be back in studio tomorrow at 9 a.m. Thank you, sir.
See ya.
Bye-bye. We'll be back in a second.
Straight Cash weekdays at the top of the hour with the Cash Code. Win $1,000. Get a quick G with the Cash Code. It's Straight Cash with new money in the new year. All month long. Weekdays on 92.9 FM ESPN.
More money, more money.
Miss a code word for cash? What did Calkins just say? Rewind via radio.com.
How do you pay, man? If you don't write checks, how do you pay these guys?
Great cash, homie.
92.9 FM ESPN.
Make a fresh start in 2020 at the number one volume sales leader in Memphis, Whoop Chase Toyota. Over 250 pre-owned and certified pre-owned Toyotas to choose from. The model you want, the color you want, the options you want. Shop over 250 all on sale for a limited time only at Whoop Chase Toyota, the number one volume sales leader in Memphis, Germantown Parkway in Cordova. WhoopChaseToyota.com. Based on Toyota reporting from 2019 sales.
Are you a man who needs to restock your closet, update your wardrobe, dress properly and impressively for a new job? If so, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that we have one of the best clothing stores in America right here in Memphis. It's James Davis in the Laurel Wood Shopping Center. James Davis, it's where I get all of my suits and shirts for television work with CBS Sports. It's where I shop, and it's where you need to be shopping as well because James Davis is in the middle of a fall-winter clearance sale. Right now, you can get 50% off to 70% off all fall merchandise. The sale includes a fabulous selection of sports shirts, sweaters, jackets, pants, sport coats, everything priced to move. And I know you've heard me talk about the Stant Custom Fit dress shirts before, but it's worth repeating. You get three measurements taken at James Davis. 10 minutes later, you'll have a custom fit shirt ordered. It'll be ready in 9 days. They start at just $98. Trust me when I tell you, once you get a Stant custom fit shirt, you'll never buy off the rack again. And those Paul Bettinelli suits are still two for just $7.95. I own four of them myself. You deserve nice clothes, so go get them at James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
When you are injured or intentionally attacked at a place of business, there are things you should know and things you should do. First, know that you will have the burden to prove that the place of business knew or should have known of the dangerous condition. Make sure someone goes back and immediately takes pictures. Keep any and all receipts to prove you were there. Get witnesses if you can, and keep your shoes and clothing that you were wearing at the time of the injury. When you're the victim of a crime, that very business or public facility may not have provided proper lighting or security. They also may have negligently hired the person responsible for your injury. Once you hire us, we begin the process of obtaining evidence, taking witness statements, and investigating your claim. Time is of the essence. Don't wait. Call us on your cell phone at Pound Law. That's #529, or visit forthepeople.com. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Free background information available upon request.
The Jukebox Heroes Tour, starring Foreigner. September 9th, Bank Plus Amphitheater in Snowden Grove. Foreigner, with special guests, Kansas. And Europe. Tickets are on sale Friday at 10 a.m. Online at LiveNation.com. VIP packages available at ForeignerOnline.com. Presented by Live Nation.
What's better than watching football? Nothing. And with the Yahoo Sports mobile app, you can be watching the NFL free on your phone. Get live, local, and primetime games, including the playoffs and Super Bowl 54. Download the Yahoo Sports app now to watch free.
Wendy's has been showing everyone how to do fast food right for 50 years. And now they're showing them how 2-for-5s are done with Wendy's 2-for-5. It's the only one where you can get Wendy's fresh, never frozen beef and that Wendy's spicy chicken you crave. Pick 2 for $5. Choose between the juicy Dave single, the tasty spicy chicken sandwich, 10-piece crispy, or spicy nuggets. Come in today and taste how a real 2-for-5 is done. Only at Wendy's.
Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Shaq Sports Hour.
Sports fans, we're talking all time most heartbreaking moments. You're on.
Shaq, I sent my husband to get an Epson EcoTech printer and he bought the wrong printer.
Ooh, that's bad. But as far as sports...
He bought one with cartridges.
Yeah, cartridges are a pain, but...
The EcoTank is cartridge free. Comes with a ridiculous amount of ink.
Your husband owes you big time. Let me talk to him.
Already taken care of. He's giving me a foot massage right now. Say hi, dear.
Hey, Shaq.
Nice. Sports Hour. Sponsored by Epson EcoTank. Just feel and chill. Get your Epson EcoTank at Staples today.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Let my money fast and go fast, fast like a Lambo. I be jumping, I be
have you noticed cracks in the bricks above your garage? If so, do not ignore them, because this is not the type of problem that's just going to go away on its own. It's the type of problem that will eventually become a bigger and more expensive problem unless you address it now, because what it suggests is that you have a lintel problem, which is common but still bad. The good news, though, is that American Standard Foundation can fix it for you. They offer a lintel lift, which is the only patented lintel, only patented system for lintel repairs that exists. They can fix everything without having to rebuild your entire garage door area. It could save you thousands of dollars. Trust me. It'll be a dumb approach if you see those cracks in the bricks above your garage to not get in touch with American Standard Foundation. So don't be dumb about this. Once you see the cracks, the real damage is on the way. Could be a matter of weeks, might be a matter of months, but the real damage is on the way. So you need to attack it before things get worse, or you're going to have a very expensive problem on your hand. When you pull into your home tonight, look above your garage and see if you see any cracks. I hope you don't, but if you do, contact American Standard Foundation Repair and get a free quote for the patented lintel lift repair solution. Just visit them, asfoundationrepair.com, and click the lintel lift tab. That's asfoundationrepair.com, or give them a call. Really a call for any foundation issue that you think you might have. 901-390-5568, 901-390-5568. I was talking to Jeff Calkins in that last segment, and we spent a few minutes on Memphis basketball. The big news coming out of Penny Hardaway's press conference today, Precious Achiuwa is a little banged up, but is expected to play tomorrow night when Cincinnati enters FedEx Forum. By the way, so Cincinnati has not had the type of year that I know Cincinnati fans wanted. John Brannan, the first-year coach at Cincinnati, wanted, and that just 3 games ago they lost to Tulane. This is still a top 45 KenPom team. Like, the computers still value Cincinnati maybe more than the humans value Cincinnati. Cincinnati's 43rd at KenPom. Memphis is 40th. So these are comparable teams, at least according to that computer, and it's why Memphis is, according to KenPom, only projected as a 73-69 winner. This should be a competitive game tomorrow night inside FedEx Forum, especially if we get to a point where, okay, Precious Achiuwa is banged up, but able to play, but not 100%, and it shows. It could get a little tricky because if you're Memphis, you really don't want to start giving away games that you're supposed to win, given how excellent they've been this season at not doing that. I talked about it earlier in the week. Memphis has still only lost one game this entire season that it wasn't supposed to lose. You know, that's the home game to Georgia when DJ Jeffries did not play. And without context, that might not mean anything to you. But I don't know if you watched college basketball last night. Duke lost at Clemson as a 10-point favorite. I mean, everybody was freaking out. Memphis losing to Georgia as a, you know, 6-7-point favorite, whatever it was. Well, Duke was a 10-point favorite last night. Lost to Clemson. Does that mean Coach K can't coach? You know, around this country, when Memphis lost a game it wasn't supposed to lose, you heard a lot of chirping, not just around the country, but from Memphis fans. Well, you know, these things happen in college basketball. You'd prefer they don't, but they do. Duke has now lost the season to Stephen F. Austin and Clemson, two sub-75 KenPom teams, two teams over which they were favored by double digits. So Duke's got multiple losses to teams they weren't supposed to lose to this season. Guess who else does? Kentucky, Hall of Fame coach John Calipari, just like Hall of Fame coach Mike Krzyzewski. Guess who else does? Tony Bennett, future Hall of Fame coach, reigning national champion. Guess who else does? Hall of Fame coach Jim Boeheim at Syracuse. Every one of these people I've named, Hall of Fame coach Tom Izzo at Michigan State, every one of them have lost multiple games that they were projected to win so far this season. Penny Hardaway and Memphis have not. So if you want to make sure I can still say that on Friday afternoon, you got to take care of business on Thursday night. It'll be Memphis-Cincinnati inside FedEx Forum. We'll get you ready for it tomorrow's show. Be back with dinner to go.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the Cardinals Caravan. Prizes plus Cardinals players and alums free at AutoZone Park in downtown Memphis.
Cardinal Baseball on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, it's Brad Carson. Join me January 17th at 6:30 at AutoZone Park with the Memphis Redbirds with Cardinals broadcaster Tom Ackerman. The Memphis Redbirds. Cardinal stars like Jack Flaherty and Cardinals alums like Bo Hart.
More details at 92.9ESPN.com.
It's the Cardinals Caravan on Friday, January 17th at 6:30 at AutoZone Park.
To run a business, communication is the key. Your key to communication? Integrated Communications and iLink. With a touch of a button, you can push to talk to individuals or large groups with nationwide LTE coverage. iLink offers real-time GPS. Manage, locate, and communicate with your team using their durable portables or mobile-mounted units using PC dispatch software. For more information and a free demo, call Integrated Communications today at 901-366-4412. Or visit ICIWireless.com.
Hey, this is John Martin. I'm back to tell you about my favorite spot in Memphis, the Blue Monkey. In case you've forgotten, and you shouldn't forget, they have great burgers, some of the best in Memphis, especially the barbecue bacon burger with black Angus meat topped with melted cheddar cheese, crisp bacon, and tangy barbecue sauce. And also, don't forget steak night every Tuesday at the downtown location and Thursday at the midtown location. They offer a 7 or 10 ounce filet or 12 ounce and 16 ounce prime rib that is slow roasted and just plain awesome. On steak night, they also feature a choice of salad and a side. They got house-made ranch dressing and the twice-baked potato. I recommend both. They got two locations, 513 South Front Street downtown and 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown. And find them on the web at BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Plus live music at the Blue Monkey in Midtown on Friday night, the Michael Brothers on Saturday, Turnstiles.
In general, I'm a win-win guy. When I have to spend hours searching for the right part, it's lose-lose. It's time lost for me and lost time for my crew. That's why I order from Grainger. With product experts that have the answers to my toughest questions, an easy-to-use website to help me find the right product quickly, I can rely on Grainger to make getting supplies for my business as simple and seamless as possible. When it comes to getting things done, it's a win-win when Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, my name is Hannah, and I like Chick-fil-A nuggets because they are made with love. It's kind of like if you want to go to your grandmother's house for dinner. It's going to be your real home-cooked meal. You can't go wrong with it.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie, and something I love about the Chick-fil-A nuggets is their gold color. It lets me know that I'm about to enjoy something hot and delicious. It's just comfort food. It feels good to eat.
Real guests paid for their testimonial. Receive a free 8-count Chick-fil-A nuggets when you sign in on the Chick-fil-A app by January 31st, 2020.
At Booking.com, our search filters make it easy to book the perfect place to stay to check off any New Year's resolution. Want to be more active this year? Book a resort with a fitness center at Booking.com. Check. Want to shorten your commute? Book a ski lodge right by the lifts at Booking.com. Check. Or do you want to worry less in 2020? Then book a vacation home with a relaxing hot tub. Check. At Booking.com, there's a booking for every resolution. Download the app and book now.
Hi, it's Flo. And you know what word I don't get? Shampoo. The first half of the word is sham, and the second part you definitely don't want to see in the shower. That's why I made up a neat word, Flotection. The feeling of security you get when your new house is protected by home insurance through me and Progressive. I mean, seriously, shampoo? What part of that makes you want to rub it all over your hair?
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
So Laura had a home out in East Memphis. She wanted to sell it, so she did what I've been telling you to do for years. She listed it with Josh Heisall. Josh, he got 19 showings in a matter of days, sold Laura's home for the full asking price. He did it quickly. How did he do it? He did it with his 45-day guarantee plan. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, effective. He understands how to expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. He also knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. The first step is, Josh, just helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. You guys are going to agree on a price. And then when Josh and you agree on a price, he's going to go to work. And if your home isn't sold in 45 days of that agreed upon price, Josh Heisall will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick. Totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. He has flexible fees, no upfront costs, so if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I would call if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Heisall, 461-8147. He's on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Off top. Get guap.
New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. Five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. Filtered three times to create a soft finish. How smooth is it, Cowboy Carson?
It's so smooth, you can drink it straight.
It is so smooth, you can drink it straight. I'm glad you remember. Yeah. It really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. That's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. Do you know how silly it'd be to pay nearly twice as much for another bottle of vodka when New Amsterdam Vodka is awesome and available? It would be super duper silly, perhaps the silliest thing you could possibly do in this entire world. So don't do that. Just grab a bottle or a case of New Amsterdam Vodka, which is the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. And check this out. They also have a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, doesn't matter, if you're on a gluten-free diet, New Amsterdam has a gluten-free vodka for you. Please ask for it by name. Next time you're in a bar, in a restaurant, or in a liquor store, it's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly focused on the Memphis Grizzlies because the Grizz won for the sixth consecutive time last night. The game happened inside FedEx Forum. This time, the Houston Rockets, the victim. Final score, 121-110. So the Grizz are now 19-22 overall, but 13-6 since John Morant returned from injury. That's going to be the bullet point record that you keep hearing and seeing during Grizz broadcasts, whether it's on radio or television. 13-6 since John Morant returned from injury. The Grizz are now alone, 8th in the Western Conference standings, heading into Friday's game with John Beilein's Cleveland Cavaliers. A six-game winning streak. It is the longest Grizzlies winning streak since December 2016. And given that the Cavs are the next opponent, you would assume that it gets extended to 7. The story last night, Ja Morant. Incredible performance, incredible show. 10 of 11 from the field. He got 26 points, 8 assists, becomes the first rookie in NBA history to score at least 25 points, get at least 8 assists, while shooting at least 90% from the field. He was just out there freestyling, just getting into the air, making plays, getting the ball to the rim for alley-oops, going behind his back, leaving the ball for Jaren, transition dunk, talking wild to James Harden. And that is the clip that got the most attention. The way he, when James Harden sagged off, knocked down a three, which he has consistently done, not on a lot of attempts, but consistently knocked down threes this season, looked to the sideline, either to the bench or some courtside seats. I'm not sure who he was talking to, but said, tell that MF-er about me, as if to suggest he doesn't properly understand what he's involved with tonight. I don't know if he watched enough OVC basketball over the past 2 years or watched enough Grizzlies basketball over the past few months, but you better pay attention. You're in a war tonight. And Ja Morant was the better player. I mean, it's crazy to say, but Ja Morant was on the court with one of the five best players in the world and was the best player on the floor last night. And it's fascinating how often we've said that so far this season in various points and then sort of put it under an umbrella of a thing that is surprising. Like, I remember one of the, maybe not first times, but I can remember a time because it was such a big storyline. Mike Conley's coming back to Memphis. Mm-hmm. And it was like, the story was Mike Conley going into the game, but coming out of the game, the story was Ja Morant. The truth is, you know, Ja Morant was the better player and has been the better player this season. Wow, who would have thought that? Because no matter what you thought of Mike Conley or Ja Morant, it didn't seem reasonable in the preseason to think Ja Morant would be a better NBA player in the 2019-20 season than Mike Conley. But he is. And then last night, he's in a matchup with an MVP, a two-time scoring champ on his way to being a three-time scoring champ, one of the best basketball players in the world, somebody who will be in the Hall of Fame and is still in his prime, and Ja was the better player. And he let James Harden know by attacking him consistently, possession after possession, to make plays for his teammates and himself, and also by telling somebody that they need to tell that MF-er about him. He's a star right now, a 20-year-old leading a franchise, picked last in the West to a possible playoff spot. Like, what? That is not normal stuff. And the idea that his best running mate is also a 20-year-old, this is not normal stuff. I was in studio last night with Ryan Hollins, former Grizzly, who spent a lot of time in the NBA, 10 years, I believe, and we were talking about it. 20-year-olds don't win in this league. 20-year-olds can score in that league. 20-year-olds can create highlights in that league. 20-year-olds can win dunk contests in that league. But 20-year-olds aren't supposed to win in the league. A franchise being led by a pair of 20-year-olds is not supposed to win in this league. But that is exactly what's happening right now with the Grizzlies. And though the computers still have them projected to miss the playoffs, the computers and what we're watching, the gap between those things is starting to close. Ja Morant's now minus 625 to be the rookie of the year. And in the last six games, check these stats out. 19.8 points per game, 9.2 assists per game, 5 rebounds per game, shooting 61% from the field, 40% from three, 90% from the free throw line. And in those six games, just to prove to you, they ain't empty stats. Those are the six games that have created this six-game winning streak. He is posting incredible numbers, creating incredible highlights while winning basketball games for a basketball team that is operating at an extremely high level. I feel like I've said this every day, but it's worth repeating every day. I never thought that on January 15th, we'd be talking about the Grizzlies on a six-game winning streak, the Grizzlies being 13-6 in their past 19, the Grizzlies alone in eighth in the Western Conference standings, but that is where we are right now. And there's a lot of reasons. Jaren Jackson is one of them. Taylor Jenkins is one of them. The role D'Anthony Melton has carved out in this rotation, that's one of them. But the biggest is Ja Morant, who is on his way to, it appears, superstardom, but I think you can reasonably argue, at least based on social media buzz and results that are happening right now, he's a star right now.
What's the biggest game tonight?
I guess we'll go college basketball. Auburn at Alabama. Interesting matchup, 8 o'clock on ESPN2. Most interesting because we only have two undefeated teams left in this country. One of them is San Diego State, which improved to 18-0 late last night with a win at Fresno State. Boy, did that keep us in the studio late. When you have to do late shows, yeah. I'll tell you a little secret. You can pre-tape a lot of that stuff.
Right.
but you can't leave out notable games of your show, because then it becomes noticeable that you got out of the studio early, because those shows air throughout the night and in following morning as well.
Yeah.
So the first thing you do when you know you got to be in studio and you've got a 30-minute Inside College Basketball show at the end of the night to recap the night, you go, okay, what's the latest relevant game on the schedule? And when somebody tells you it's undefeated San Diego State tipping at 11:05 Eastern, you're just like, well, we're going to be here till 1:45. So we were there till 1:45 last night. But San Diego State did improve to 18-0. The other undefeated team is Bruce Pearl's Auburn Tigers. They are 15-0 heading into this game at Alabama, and just a 1.5-point favorite, because that 15-0 record, listen, 15-0 is awesome. A zero in the loss column, middle of January, you're playing well. But Auburn still to this moment has not played a ranked team, has not had a quadrant one opportunity. So this is among the biggest challenges that have been on the schedule to date. And so if you want to watch a game between in-state rivals and one of the last two undefeated teams in the sport of college basketball, you can do that tonight. Number 4, Auburn at Alabama. Auburn, 1.5-point favorite. The total's 159. Tip is scheduled for a little after 8 o'clock. You can watch it on ESPN2.
What should I watch on TV?
You should go to Netflix. And the reason is because Netflix is amazing. There's all sorts of great stuff there. But today, the Aaron Hernandez documentary called Killer Inside, The Mind of Aaron Hernandez, it debuted. So it became available for streaming like after midnight last night. And this isn't just any Aaron Hernandez documentary. It's done by two people who followed his career and his murder trial and his conviction and his ultimate suicide in a prison cell as closely and as well as anybody. My friends Dan Wetzel and Kevin Armstrong, like, they are the brains behind this documentary. So here's the truth. I tried to watch it last night, but I just told you I didn't get out of the studio until 1:45, and then I had actual work to do. And I turned it on with good intentions, and I was so exhausted my eyes just closed within minutes. But the reviews are really good, and I'm going to try to get to it either tonight or on my flight home in the morning. But if you want to check it out, it's available at Netflix right now. It's called Killer Inside, The Mind of Aaron Hernandez.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, I talked to Joe Mullinex earlier from GrizzlyBearBlues.com, and he had a column that he posted this morning called The Audacity of Ja Morant, the Rookie of the Year frontrunner, is ready for war with the entire NBA. So in that column, obviously nice words about Ja Morant, but also most of the highlights that he created last night are going to be found within that column. So if you want to read nice words about Ja Morant and see most of the highlights from last night, you can find that at GrizzlyBearBlues.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
What'll be Thursday? We're going to get ready for Cincinnati-Memphis inside FedEx Forum. That'll be a fun night in downtown. Talk Grizz again, of course. And then if another baseball manager gets fired, we'll probably touch on that too. Should be fun. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We're going to meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good, rep your hood.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN. Golic and Wingo.
Coming up Thursday, Larry Fitzgerald coming back for his 17th season while Luke Kuechly retired before the age of 30. So which one is doing it correctly? The answer, both. Plus the latest on the scandal sweeping Major League Baseball. Thursday on Golic and Wingo.
The Golic and Wingo Morning Show. Weekdays 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis' sports station.
It's Howie from Robert Irwin Jewelers. What is your New Year's resolution this year?
I'm going to trim it down. I'm going to trim my inventory down. I'm going to trim my waist down. I'm trimming it all down.
How much?
Oh, I think I got it about a good 30 to 70% off anything that's in our jewelry showcases during our Santa surplus sale, and it's going on right now.
And with Valentine's Day just being a month away,
it's a great time to go shopping for engagement rings, especially at a great price. You got to get to Robert Irwin Jewelers, get free financing, sale going on at all locations. You can't get this online, folks.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist, where my entire family goes to the dentist. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, please look no further than the Smile Center. And did you catch the new address? It's 1941 South Germantown Road. That's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's new address because he joined forces with Dr. Pat Clark's office. But don't worry, the Smile Center is going to continue to provide the same friendly, outstanding dental care you're accustomed to, and will now be able to provide additional services such as sedation dentistry. And check this out. The Smile Center is now also offering an annual membership plan for people who do not have dental insurance. For just $250 a year, you're going to receive a comprehensive exam, a full head x-ray, a cavity detection x-ray, a periodic exam, and two annual cleanings. It's a value of right around $530. You can get it for just $250. So if you don't have traditional insurance, you should give the Smile Center a call at 901-309-1333 or on the web, visit them, smilecentermemphis.com.
Memphis is number one sports brand with the power of ESPN, the Grizzlies, the SEC, the NFL, Memphis Hoops and Football Talk, the Golic and Wingo Morning Show, the number one sports morning show in Memphis. Nobody else has the Jeff Calkins Show. Nobody else has the Jason and John Show. Nobody else has Giannotto and Jeffrey. Nobody else has the Gary Parrish Show. Nobody but us. America's number one sports station resides in Memphis in 2020. 92.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.